working on, and the individuals have me working to move the computers around for me. Like, during the meetings, we have these kind of guides there so you're not blocking them with the little cameras.
Here we go. Welcome, everybody. I'm Abigail Claflin. You can call me Abby. Let's see. PowerPoint? That's not it. There we go. So this is our kickoff meeting. And I guess we should all get acquainted. Should we all introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Kiara. I'm the marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my aims at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name, and then we can talk about
this? I think we'll get around to that, yeah.
We'll get around to that.
Just introductions.
My name is Kiara, and I'm the marketing expert.
Okay. I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but I figured you all knew that already.
I'm Stephanie, and I am the user interface designer.
I'm Krista, and I'm the industrial designer.
Okay. So here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, project plan, and discuss, then close. So our aim is to produce a remote control that is original, trendy, and user-friendly. And to do this, we have to, there's certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design of the thing. So we'll get to that. Oh, there it is, right. Functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So we're going to try out our whiteboard. If we'll all draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal.
So you want us to draw it and then talk about it, or just draw it?
I think both.
Okay. Yeah.
Why don't both. We do both?
Who starts? You have to decide who starts and all that. No?
Any volunteers? Does anyone know what they want to draw?
I gotta think about it for a second. Does it have to be functional, trendy, and user friendly?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll draw one. Make sure I have all of my things here. Okay, my favorite animal is, let's see, oops,
a dolphin.
Yes.
Like playing Pictionary.
Yeah, I guess it has a fin on top too. Yeah. It's my dolphin.
So, what characteristics do you like about your animal?
I like its tail. I think dolphins are really, I don't know, they're smart and they're cute and they like swimming, and that's cool. Like
they're graceful.
They're graceful, yeah, and they're so
sleek.
Yeah, they're sleek and they look intelligent, and I don't know. I guess it's the whole like binocular.
I don't know how intelligent thing. That one looks.
Yeah, he doesn't look that smart. He's I don't know. In I think it's cool the interaction that or the things that the reasons people seem to like, you know. You know, people are sitting on the beach and they're like, oh, look, there's dolphins. And it's kind of like, but they're, you know, they jump around in the water and they're happy and they're mammals, but they swim.
Does anybody else want to draw their animal?
Suppose I could draw an animal?
Uh-oh, there goes the pen. It's a cat.
I don't know. They sleep all day. Easy to draw.
Do you want to put anything?
I
don't
well
know
I
if
I have the cat pen as well, but I've got the spare one. So I use the spare one. But it's harder to draw.
And the pen's dying.
A horse.
A horse.
That's
how
right.
The legs go, but anyway, we'll do that. And the main reason is they're pretty. I think they're very pretty and they go well with the environment and I like the way they run and I used to do horse riding and they're just very sort of sturdy and nice animals. And I like the way they feel sort of under their hand. I think that's pretty much it.
This chords. Right. Actually, I haven't thought of anything yet. It's a pig. So I'm thinking we should design a remote control that's water resistant, strong, and furry. What do you think? Yeah?
And furry?
Yeah. Well, like a cat, you know.
Tactile.
Yeah.
Tactile.
Just put it there. Right.
You're dragging a you have
a
shoot.
Oh my gosh. This is disastrous. Sorry about that. Okay. So moving on. Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 50 million euro. So I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland, we're in some European country. And we hope to sell this internationally.
Sorry, can you just say that what are our price goals again?
Selling price is 25 euro. Profit aim 50 million euro.
How many should we sell then? A lot.
Anyone a mathematician?
4 million.
2 million?
4 million. And well, it's a profit, so if a profit for each is 12.50,
yeah.
I will do 4 million. It's a lot.
So that's a 50%. I don't know what these mean because I didn't actually make the slideshow. Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote controls to decide what we would like to see in a convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed or formatted or the buttons it should have?
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find.
I was thinking that too. I think we should design something that has like a, so you can like somehow like, I mean, you always know where your TV is, so it should have a call button. I've always wanted that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah
can push a button on your TV.
I mean, you have it for the portable
yeah
phone. So
yeah, yeah, yeah. So you should have a call button on your television to
yeah
be able to find your remote control.
And even, I think, a little light or even a maybe a vibrating thing. I don't know, but because it's usually under the sofa.
Yeah.
In which case
yeah
you're going to be but if it has a sort of signal which isn't only sound, I don't know
yeah
if it's expensive maybe.
I don't yeah, I mean it
maybe call is enough, but yeah.
But like I mean just I mean like your phone even just has sound
yeah,
like
yeah,
it
yeah
can vibrate, it can light up and
yeah
make noise and I don't know.
What if it had something like just like a magnet on the back of it, and you could, I mean, just to have some place to put it besides like a base,
yeah,
you know, like a portable
yeah
phone has
a
base.
Yeah.
Like just to have a home for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Because people just stick it on top of their TV, but the point of having a remote is not to have to walk over to the TV.
Yeah.
So
that's why it's always in the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the couch. I don't know. It seems like though that would be hard because
yeah
you're gonna be lazy
maybe
anyway.
We should design couches that have the remote control.
Yeah, so we
yeah
the project is now couches.
Even just the thing to attach it to the, you know, if you had a thing, a pretty object to attach to the wall, but that would really
yeah
make it more expensive. But it's only a plastic thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thing on the wall, something like that. And
do you think it needs to be bigger to not lose, or is that
bigger?
Not well. It needs
like
to be sort of
Hand size.
I don't think you need that.
Not huge, but.
But definitely not. No, I don't know.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of a noise on it.
No, it can't.
No,
it
really
or like
can be.
Or like a light thing, you know. I don't know.
Spaceship.
Yeah.
Um,
or make it mobile so it runs around and comes come find you. That would be really. I'm sure we could do that for 25
years.
Have
a homing device. Okay, so what do we think this remote control should? 5 minutes. All right. Let me see what we have left.
I also think though that it shouldn't have too many buttons because I hate
yeah
that when they have too many buttons and
yeah,
no
yeah
button
yeah
I mean I know it has to have enough
anything
functions, but like I don't know, just have like 8,000 buttons and you're like you never use half of them.
Yeah. What if it might be a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen so it has less buttons but it still has all the functions?
That would be cool.
Like the
yeah
way a mobile phone does.
Yeah. I mean it just seems like
so you could like
yeah
like if you have, I don't know if you have satellite, if you have 100 channels, you can, the way you do on your radio that you, what do you call
select
it?
Select.
Yeah, but you can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So like if you had a.
But would you have the screen on the thing or would you have it on the telly transmitting the screen?
That's something we could decide.
I guess
because
they would go together somehow. I don't know.
Because I don't know if it's cleaning is expensive. If you use the telly screen, because the telly's
yeah
already a screen, then you can sort of have a programming function, really easy, sort of arrow up and down on
yeah
the remote and then use the telly as a screen.
Right.
But
I'm thinking
but
kind
yeah
of
for sure. Something like not it's not on the button but it's telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
It's like you see those, you know, people, I'm thinking of like celebrity cribs kind of things when like they have all these things at their house, you know, their entire house is so electronic and they have like this one master control that and it's like a handheld, like turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen, and like, so I think it should be possible to have some kind of a screen. I don't know.
Yeah.
It must be. It would probably must be too expensive though. To like, I don't know.
But like mobile phones have screens.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's true.
And we have to remember our budget is $1,250 for to actually make the device. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess but we
it's
have
something
to
think
later,
about.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to see how much that would be.
Well, we can find out probably on the internet how much it's. Yeah, and the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water. What was the word?
Furry?
Water resistant.
Oh, I was just.
Yeah, but I thought, spot on. Good feel, tactile,
yeah.
Good tactile feel. Maybe something that doesn't make your hands sweat a lot.
Yeah.
That's quite annoying.
Maybe just like a simple thing to have a clip in it. Like, so you can clip it to your...
Yeah.
Like, that's another...
Yeah, clip.
I should probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into and come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in another 30 minutes. So, yeah. The industrial designer, what does that stand for? It's going to be looking more into the working design, so I guess you'd be looking at about some of the things you discussed about screen and that sort of thing. What is the UI?
That's me.
Yeah, what does it stand for again?
User interface design.
User interface designer. So that's gonna be more technical. I guess maybe the working design has also to do with like the physical, like just
so
the way it looks.
Working
and
design
where
is the structure.
Yeah.
What is technical functions exactly? I don't really know what.
I guess you'd have to find out.
It says on that email.
It was
it
in
does
the email.
But
I just don't really.
I wrote down what
it
mine
said,
were.
It said.
What effect should the thing have? Should it have? Okay. All right.
Yeah, like.
And working design. Okay.
Be a medium between you and the telly.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And how it works. Okay. All right. I'm on task.
And the. ME, what is this?
Marketing.
Right.
So we'll be working on the user requirements. Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did